Hallelujah, peace and complete joy to all of you.
Hallelujah, 愿各位弟兄姐妹平安。
Praise and thank God for guiding us all here safe to study His Word together.
感谢神让带领我们平安的到这里来一起查考神的话。
So for the last several months, we've been studying the book of Job.
我们这几个月来都一直查考约伯记。
And we know Job, he went through a lot of trial and tribulation.
我们都知道约伯他经过很大的苦难。
And through his trial and tribulation, that he'd be able to come to know God better.
但是借着这个苦难呢，他也更认识神。
So last week we studied how Job's friends heard the suffering that Job went through. So they all gathered together, the three of them come and to see Job.
上个礼拜我们谈到，当约伯的三个朋友听到约伯遭遇这么大的苦，他们就相约来看约伯。
We know in the beginning, Job's three friends have great intention when they came to visit him.
他们来是出于非常好的用意。
Because during that time, the reason they want to come to visit Job because they want to mourn with him and also comfort him.
他们来是为着要安慰约伯与他一起伤心。
So for 7 days and 7 nights, they sit in the ashes without saying nothing.
他们七天七夜坐在地上，坐在炉灰当中，一句话都不说。
So this means Job's three friends truly have the heart of understanding what Job is going through.
他们心里能够体会到约伯所遭遇的苦难。
So after 7 days, 7 nights, so Job, he spoke.
过了七天七夜，约伯终于开口。
So when Job spoke, the first thing that he did, he cursed the day of his birth.
约伯一开口就咒诅他自己的生日。
Not only the day of his birth, but also he cursed the day that he was conceived in his mother's womb.
不但是咒诅自己的生日，也咒诅当他被怀胎的那一天。
And during that time, Job also wondered why do people who want to die live so long?
约伯并不了解为什么一个人想要死去却不能死去。
So during this time, pretty much Job, he just, you know, talking to himself and trying to understand why is he going through this kind of suffering.
他用这样的言语来表达他心中的困惑。
So tonight, we're going to study the counsel of Eliphaz.
今天晚上我们要讨论的题目是以利法的训诲。
Let's turn the book of Job chapter 4.
我们来看约伯记第四章。
The book of Job chapter 4.
约伯记第四章。
Job chapter 4, verse 1.
第四章第一节。
Then Eliphaz the Temanite answered and said, verse 2.
第二节。
If one attempts a word with you, you will become weary. But who can withhold himself from speaking?So we can see here in verse 1, verse 2, Eliphaz is the first person after Job stopped speaking, he came to give counsel to Job.
当约伯开口说话之后呢，以利法是第一个回答的人。
Actually, from tonight on, we're going to study the first round of debate between Job's three friends.
今晚我们要查考约伯和他朋友辩论的第一回合。
So Eliphaz is the one to start to give counsel first to Job.
以利法是第一个开口给约伯训诲的人。
The first thing he said, he know even though Job go through a lot of trial and tribulation, even though he know that he's suffering, but he cannot stop but to speak.
以利法他虽然知道约伯受的苦很大，可是他忍不住还是要说话。
But later on, we can see when he start to speak, he said, anyone who's innocent, they can never go through this kind of suffering.
从他的话语我们可以看到他的结论是。如果一个人是行义的话，不会遭受这样的苦。
Only the wicked people will go through this kind of suffering.
只有恶人才可能遭到这样的灾害。
So you can see in the beginning, Eliphaz, he already have this kind of concept that the reason Job suffer because of his sin.
所以以利法他一直有这个观念，就是约伯受苦是因为他犯了罪。
The reason he had this concept, he used his experience that he had.In the midst of, he had this dream or he had this vision that he saw in the night.
他甚至在夜中有这么的异象。
And during that time, so pretty much Eliphaz tell Job, you must seek for forgiveness from God.
那以利法就是劝约伯，要在神面前求神的赦免。
And also he reminded Job, whoever repent, God will bless them.
他也跟约伯讲说，悔改的人必得到神的祝福。
We know Job, he continued to hold his integrity.
我们知道约伯一直都是持守他的纯正。
Job knows that he did not sin against God.
他自己也知道他并没有犯罪得罪神。
But actually, the words of Eliphaz, what he says is true.
可是呢，以利法讲的话，在当然也是对的。
Because for what he knows, only those who commit sin against God, they will suffer by the hand of God.
因为以他的经历来看，这个唯有恶人才会遭报。
So that's why even though in verse 1 and verse 2, he knows that Job is weary, but nevertheless he cannot restrain himself from speaking to Job.
虽然他知道约伯受这么大的苦，但是第一节、第二节这里讲说他忍不住要说话。
So that's why you can see from verse 3 to verse 5.
我们看第三节到第五节。
Say, surely you have instructed many, and you have strengthened weak hands, verse 4.
第四节。
Your words have upheld him who was stumbling, and you have strengthened the feeble knees, verse 5.
第五节。
But now it comes upon you, and you are weary, and it touches you, and you are troubled.So during this time, not only that Eliphaz is not be able to, you know, he want to talk to Job, but he tell him, in the times past, you're the person that comforted other people.
以利法他跟约伯说，以前你是安慰别人的人。
But now it's your turn. All the trial and tribulation has come upon you.
但是现在轮到你遭受这样的苦难。
So you can see, even though Eliphaz, he knows in the days past that Job, he was a very good counselor.
其实以利法也知道约伯以前常常是安慰帮助别人的。
Because in verse 3 says, surely you have instructed many, and you have strengthened many weak hands.
第三节说你素来教训许多的人又坚固软弱的手。
And it says, and then verse 4 says, your words have upheld him who was stumbling.
第四节你的言语曾扶住那将要跌倒的人。
But now you yourself are in trouble.
可是呢，约伯自己现在自身难保。
But now that you yourself in trouble, you need others to help you.
因为他这样受苦，所以他反倒需要别人来帮助他。
You can see Job, he was a man who was blameless in front of God.
约伯在神面前是无可指责的。
Not only blameless, he's also upright and he shunned evil.
他在神面前完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
That's why during his day he comforted many souls.
所以在约伯以前安慰了许多人。
But when the time of trial and tribulation come upon him, it's very difficult for him to counsel himself.
可是当他自己遭受苦难的时候，他却没有办法再继续这样做。
Actually, that's why three friends come and try to counsel him.
现在轮到他的朋友设法来帮助他。
Actually, nowadays for us is also the same thing.
我们今天也是一样。
A lot of time we feel that the ministers or the pastor, they are very strong.
我们常常有一个感觉，就是传道长子他们都很刚强。
Because they are very strong, they don't need the prayer of the congregation.
他们既然这么刚强的话，就不需要会众为他们代祷。
Actually, these last 3 years, I see very clearly.
但是这三年，小弟看得很清楚。
The people who need the most prayer are the workers of God.
最需要代祷的人，反倒是神的工人。
Actually, as the workers of God, Satan always attacked them on every side.
因为撒旦知道他们是神的工人，所以就设各样的方法来攻击他们。
And a lot of time they have nobody to talk to.
常常这些神的工人没有办法向其他人倾诉。
They're supposed to be the spiritual leader.
因为在属灵上他们是领导的。
As a spiritual leader, they feel they're the one had to be blameless, have no problem, no trial and tribulation.
他们是给信徒做榜样，而且不应该被这个。
Actually, if you imagine for me, I grew up in this country.
小弟是在美国长大的。
And I know I can see the culture between the older generation and the younger generation is very different.
我可以看到这个年长的一辈和年轻的一辈，他们的观念很不一样。
For the older generation, if they go and ask people for help, they feel that, the people will look at them differently.
年长的一代呢，常常会感觉，当你向别人倾吐你的苦难的问题的时候，人家会另眼相待。
So many times they go through trial and tribulation. Many times they need a prayer, but they never want to request.
所以这年长的一辈呢，他们如果遇到什么苦难问题，需要代祷却不开口。
Actually, for me as a young person, I don't think this is a good way.
可是呢，小弟虽然是年轻，认为这并不是最好的方法。
Because even the great apostle Paul, he asked the people to pray for him.
因为连使徒保罗，他也常常请弟兄姐妹为他代
祷。Even Jesus Christ asked his apostles to pray with him.
连主耶稣也要他的门徒与他警醒祷告。
Because during that time when he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, really he had to go through this kind of bitterness. He needs someone else to support him.
尤其是主耶稣在克西马尼园经历这个非常的 大的痛苦的时候，他需要有人陪着他。
And really, none of the holy workers of God as strong as our Lord Jesus Christ.、
嗯、当然，我们教会没有一个工人能够跟主耶稣相比。
So truly, we need to pray for them.
所以我们真的需要替他们代祷。
And at the same time, they also need to humble themselves to ask for prayer.、
神的工人呢，也是应该要谦卑，向弟兄姐妹请求代祷。
But nowadays, for us as the members.
我们是信徒。
We also look at the pastor that they are flawless and they cannot do anything wrong.
常常有一种偏见，就是说这个传道长子他们是完全的，所以他们不可能做错事。
Actually, this concept is also wrong.
当然，这观念是错的。
Because the pastor is only human being like us.
因为传道也是人。
They have their weaknesses and they have their strength.
他们也有他们的优点跟缺点。
So when we see the weaknesses, we should not be surprised.
当我们看到他们的缺点或弱点，我们不应该很惊讶。
For example, one of the pastors in the East Coast.
在东部有一个传道。
This pastor, he's very, you know, speakative.
他很爱说话。
So he always tell the problems going on in the church.
所以他常常会提到教会里面的一些问题。
And he always ask people to pray for him.
他常常会请弟兄姐妹为他代祷。
So a lot of members, when we hear this kind of stuff, we think to ourselves, oh, this pastor, he must be not so spiritual.
有些信徒看到这个传道这么样做，就会讲说这个传道不属灵。
If he's so spiritual, why is he asking the members to pray for him?
如果他很属灵的话，怎么会到处请信徒为他代祷？
But actually, this is not true.
但是这样的观念是不对的。
But rather, pastor, he knows his weaknesses.
这个传道他知道他自己的缺点。
He knows without the prayer of the congregation, God cannot work with his mighty power.
他也知道，若不是借着全体教会的祷告， 他没有办法有神的能力。
You can see many times when pastors have trial and tribulation, they have no one to go to.
所以常常因为有错误的观念，所以当神的工人遭遇到苦难的时候，他们没有办法跟任何人讲。
Because many years they've been helping people to go over their trial and tribulation.
因为长久以来，他们都是帮助别人的人。
And but when trial and tribulation come upon them, they feel.You know, they cannot request for people to pray for them.
当他们自己遭遇苦难考验的时候，却没有人能帮助他们。
So likewise for us as members.
所以我们身为信徒的。
We should not be ashamed to ask one another to pray for each other.
我们也不应该以彼此请求代祷为羞耻。
Because Satan's greatest weapon is to isolate every one of us by ourselves.
魔鬼一个很大的武器，很厉害的武器，就是让我们独立起来。
And little by little, we'll fall from the grace of God.
这样，我们一个一个，他就可以让我们失去神的恩典。
But if we find someone who we can share a burden with, and then we can pray together, and so God can help us.
但是，如果我们可以彼此担当我们的软弱，我们就可以彼此代祷。
That's why the Bible says two is better than one.
所以，圣经说二人总比一人好。
So this is true in our prayer and our service to God.
这个是在侍奉上跟祷告上都是运用得到的。
If all of us can be able to express our burden, express ourselves to one another, so we can pray for one another, then God will be with us.
如果我们能够常常彼此倾诉我们的软弱，我们可以彼此代祷，求神帮助。
So that's why Eliphaz with wisdom he said, Job, all this time you've been helping people, now the trial and tribulation has come upon you.
以利法在这里跟约伯说，以前你都帮助别人，可是现在你自己却遭难。
But、now who gonna help you?
现在谁来帮你呢？
Who you gonna you know, trust and who gonna help you to hold your integrity?
你能够有信赖谁，让他能够来持守，帮助你持守纯正。
And then you can see from chapter 4, verse 7 to verse 11.
在第四章第七节到十一节。
We know that chapter 4, verse 7 to 11,Pretty much Eliphaz telling Job that no innocent person will suffer through this kind of trial and tribulation.
在这里，以利法说，一个义人不会受到这样的苦。
That's why in verse 7 he said,
第七节是,
Remember now whoever perished being innocent, or where were the upright ever cut off? Verse 8.
第八节,
Even as I have seen those who plow iniquity and sow trouble reap the same. Verse 9.
九节,
by the blessing of God they perish, and by the breath of his anger they are consumed. Verse 10.
十节,
the roar of the lion, the voice of the fierce lion, the teeth of the young lions are broken. Verse 11.
十一节,
the old lion perish for lack of prey, and the cubs of the lioness are scattered. So we can see very clearly here that Eliphaz wants to stress to Job, Listen, the reason you go through this kind of trial and tribulation because you have sinned against God.
立法的它的重点就是说，约伯受苦，因为他犯罪。
Because in the experience of Eliphaz, no one ever perished if they are upright, if they are innocent.
他以亲身的经历来讲说，一个正直的人不会这样遭苦难。
But rather than verse 8, he said, he have seen those who plow iniquity and sow trouble reap the same thing.
第八节，反倒他所见的是跟罪孽中毒害的人都照样收割。
What do they reap? They reap the blessing of God so they can be perished.
他们收割什么呢？就是神一出气，他们就灭亡。
And the anger of God will consume them.
神一发怒，他们就消没。
Actually, really, in any other circumstances, that Eliphaz is right.
在一般的情况下，以立法讲的话一点都不错。
Because God will never chastise those who are righteous and who are blameless.
因为神不会无故的去刑罚这个正直的人。
But you can see Job, he continued to hold his integrity.
虽然如此，约伯还是持守他的纯正。
That's why for us when we go and counsel people.
当我们辅导弟兄姐妹的时候
，we have to have different ways to look at things.
我们应该有不同的角度来看事情。
Actually, sometimes because of our thinking, the first time we see people who go through trial and tribulation, our first thought is that they must, you know, commit some kind of sin.
我们常常有这个观念，一看到弟兄姐妹受苦，我们第一个结论就是他大概犯了什么罪。
Many times we think this kind of thought, and we have this kind of thought.
这样的观念是很普遍，而且很。
But we know in the book of Job that kind of thought is wrong.
常发生。那但是从约伯记可以看出，这样的观念不见得是对的。
I see when we go to visit people, when we see a brother and sister go through trial and tribulation, this should not be the first thing that come to our mind.
当我们访问弟兄姐妹，看到他们受苦的时候，我们不应该第一个就是想到这个。
Because Job, God proclaimed he's blameless and he's upright.
因为神他亲自说约伯是完全正直的。
But we know in chapter 2 verse 10, from chapter 1 verse 1 to chapter 2 verse 10, that Job is still blameless in front of God.
从约伯记一章一节到二章十节很清楚地讲到约伯持守他的正直。
So this means when he goes through this trial and tribulation, Job has not sinned against God.
所以在他受苦的时候他并没有犯罪。
So why did he have to go through this trial and tribulation?
那为什么他还要受苦呢?
And that's why in chapter 3, Job, he wondered this kind of question. He was thinking about this kind of question.
连约伯自己也不知道这个答案,所以在第三章他就开口讲出他的疑惑。
But Eliphaz, the first thing that he said, because you have sinned, that's why you go through this kind of trial and tribulation.
现在以利法第一个开口,他就说是因为你犯罪,因为你犯罪，所以遭害。
See, we can see, even though Eliphaz have great love and great concern for Job, but truly he did not see the reason why Job has gone through trial and tribulation.
以利法虽然他是有怜悯心跟爱心，但是他并不了解约伯受苦的原因。
So that's why when we counsel our brother and sister, when we talk to a brother and sister, we should not make this judgment that our brother and sister have sinned. That's why they have to go through this trial and tribulation.
所以当我们帮助受苦的弟兄姐妹，我们不应该马上下结论说他们犯罪。
Actually, why did Eliphaz say that Job have sinned?
为什么以利法说约伯犯罪？
Because earlier he had a vision or he had a dream.
因为以利法他做了一个异梦。
So from verse 12 to verse 21, he described his vision.
从十二节到二十一节，他详述这个异梦。
Let's read verse 12.
我们看十二节。
Now a word was secretly brought to me, and my ear received a whisper of it. Verse 13.
十三节。
In disquieting thought from the vision of the night, when deep sleep falls on man. Verse 14.
十四节。
Fear came upon me and trembling, which made all my bones shake. Verse 15.
十五节。
Then a spirit passed before my face. The hair on my body stood up. Verse 16.
十六节。
It stood still, but I could not discern its appearance. A form was before my eyes. There was silent. Then I heard a voice saying, verse 17.
十七节。
Can a mortal be more righteous than God? Can a man be more pure than his maker? Verse 18.
十八节。
If he puts no trust in his servant, if he charges his angel with error, verse 19.
十九节。
How much more those who dwell in the house of clay, whose foundation is in the dust, who are crushed before the mart, verse 20.
二十节。
Then are broken in pieces from the morning till evening.They perish forever with no one regarding, verse 21.
21节。
Does not their own excellence go away? They die even without wisdom. So during this time, the reason that Eliphaz say that Job has sinned against God because he has this great vision.
以利法之所以有这个结论, 就是因为他得了,
because he said during that time, in the night, he saw this vision when he was deep asleep.
在夜间, 沉睡的时候, 他有做了一个异象, 看到异象。
And he said in verse 14, fear came upon me and trembling, which make all my bones shake.
恐惧战惊临到我身, 使我白骨打颤。
And then verse 15 said, then a spirit passed before my face, the hair in my body stood up.
有灵从我面前经过, 我身上的毫毛直立。
Then verse 16 says, it stood still, but I cannot discern its appearance. A form was before my eyes, therefore, there was silent. Then I heard a voice saying,
那灵停处我却不能辨其形状, 有影像在我眼前, 我在静默中听见有声音。
Actually, this is the vision that Eliphaz saw.
这是以利法看到的一个异象。
He cannot discern what that kind of vision is.
他并不能够辨认这个是什么。
So how about us when we read, is it the Spirit of God, is it Satan?
可是我们读这一段圣经, 可不可以辨认这是从神来还是从魔鬼来?
Have you ever think about these verses before?
有没有想过这个, 这些经节?
Because many people think that he experienced some evil spirit.
很多人的结论是他看到的是,
so this evil spirit caused Eliphaz to go against Job.
那这恶魔的灵使以利法来攻击约伯。
Actually, when I continue to read this,
可是我继续读这一节的时候,
it seems this spirit is the spirit of God.
这个看起来是神的灵。
Even though he said to himself that his hair stood still, right? Yeah, his hair or his body stood up.
虽然他的毛孔竖立,
and he was trembling.
而且战惊,
actually, if we read the Old Testament,
如果我们看旧约的话,
every time God come near his people, many people would tremble.
常常神临到他的百姓, 他的百姓就战惊,
just like when God he ascended at Mount Sinai.
就好像神在, 这个西乃山上,
many people in the bottom of the mountain, they were shaken and trembling because they fear of God.
因为, 以色列百姓在山下, 战惊, 因为,
so during this time, the reason why I say this is the Spirit of God, because look what they say in verse 17.
我们看17节所讲的。
In verse 17 say, can a mortal be more righteous than God? Can a man be more pure than his maker?
必死的人岂能比神公义吗? 人岂能比造他的主洁净吗?
So this Spirit spoke and said, can a mortal man be righteous than God?
这个灵所说的是人岂能比神公义?
I don't think Satan or evil spirit would ever say this kind of stuff.
恶魔应该不会讲这种的话。
Then he continued that if he put no trust in his servant, if he charged his angel with error, how much more than those who dwell in the house of clay?
主不信靠他的臣仆, 并且指他的使者为愚昧。
I see what he's, if this Satan was talking, he's talking against himself.
如果 这真的是魔鬼讲的话, 那魔鬼是自己打自己的嘴巴。
But rather this spirit is sent from God, and God is talking against his judgment against his the evil one.
所以这个灵应该是从神来的, 审判, 这个罪恶。
So during this time, you can see that Eliphaz used his vision, used his experience to judge Job from what he's doing is wrong.
这个以利法他用自己所看到的异象来, 论断约伯。
I see sometimes we make the same mistake.
常常我们也有这样的错误。
Sometimes we have dreams, sometimes we have vision, and all of a sudden we judge people by what we dreams and what we, you know, the vision we have saw before.
有时候我们凭着自己所得到的默示, 看到的意象来, 下这个判断, 可是判断却是错的。
But actually nowadays very few of us have vision or have this kind of dream, spiritual dreams.
其实今天, 是一般比较不常见到这个意象跟异梦的事。
But this passage what it tells us, do not use our experience to judge one another.
可是最主要这里要讲的就是说, 我们不要以自己的经历来论断别人。
Do not say because I experienced this before and that's why I know what you're doing is wrong.
虽然你亲身经历某些事情, 并不表示别人也是,
that's why,
因为有这样的缘故。
That's why our Lord Jesus Christ is very clear to us.
所以主耶稣很清楚地说,
he said, do not judge.
不要论断人。
This means when we talk to a brother and sister, our mind, our attitude, and our heart have to be in the middle.
所以我们跟弟兄姐妹沟通的时候，我们的心思应该是要属于中性的。
Even if our mind, in our mind we say, oh, what you did is wrong, it's already we are judging our brother and sister.
如果虽然我们可能不讲出来，如果心里想说他犯了罪，其实这也是一种论断。
And nowadays, because a lot of us are very intelligent people.
我们今天都很聪明。
And a lot of us feel we experience a lot of things from this world.
我们在世界上也经历了许多事情。
But a lot of time we use the experiences to come and try to counsel our brothers and sisters.
常常我们以自己的经历帮助弟兄姐妹。
But the Bible only states only one great counsel, that is the Holy Spirit.
可是圣经上讲说最好的辅导者就是圣灵。
So what us, if we want to become a good counselor, we need to be filled with the Spirit of God.
如果要做一个好的辅导者，必须要被圣灵充满。
Don't use the worldly experience to come and try to counsel one another.
我们不应该把世界上的一些经历带进来。
And don't use our experience in the world to come and try to comfort one another.
来帮助，来辅导其他人。
Because all the problems that people have is within their heart when it comes, you know, when it have to do something with their spirituality.
因为每个人所遭遇的都跟他个人的灵性有关系。
I work as a counselor over 8 years.
小弟以前在做这个辅导八年，做辅导的工作做了八年。
And during these 8 years, I see many people who suffer in major depression.
在这八年当中，我看到很多人，他们有这个忧郁症。
And these people also they want to kill themselves.
很多人有自杀的念头。
At first, I thought only the poor people who want to kill themselves.
刚开始我想说。大概只有穷人才会想自杀。
But then the more I see them, I realize they are not poor at all. Every one of them are pretty rich.
但是看久了才发现，很多人他们很有钱，但是也想自杀。
And after working with them for years after years, I cannot do anything for them.
虽然我在这从事这事情这么久，但是却不能帮助他们什么。
Even though we give them the best medication.
我们给他们最好的药。
Even though we can see them 2-3 times a week.
我们一个礼拜见他们两三次。
But their depression is still there.
可是他们还是忧郁。
Then when I came to Christ and then I realized.
直到我信主之后才知道。
All human problems come from the source that they don't have God inside their heart.
世人他们最终的问题就是心里没有神。
So because they don't have God inside their heart, so they feel this kind of emptiness inside of them.
因为心里没有神，所以觉得空虚。
So all this year we try to use the worldly concept to counsel them.
这几年来小弟都是用世界上的方法来帮助他们。
And all the experiences that I have in life and try to counsel them.
用一些社会上的经历来帮助他们。
No wonder it did not work.
当然这个是行不通的。
Why? Because their problem is not the physical problem, but rather the spiritual problem.
因为他们最主要的问题不是身体的问题，而是灵性的问题。
As long as they don't have God, their problem will still remain with them.
他们只要不信神，他们的问题是一直存在的。
So that's why for us, if we want to counsel brothers and sisters,
如果我们真正要辅导弟兄姐妹，
if we want to comfort our brothers and sisters,
如果要安慰他们，
We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们必须要被圣灵充满。
And the Holy Spirit will use us to talk the word of God to comfort one another.
圣灵就会借着我们用神的话来安慰别人。
That's why on the end, when God said to Job's 3 friends, you have sinned against me.
所以神最后对约伯的三个朋友说，你们说话得罪我。
Because you have not talked.Right to about me the same thing as my servant Job.
因为你们论我不如约伯所论的事。
Because I'm sure all this time that Eliphaz thought he's doing a thing according to God's will.
以利法他一直以为他所讲的话是合乎神的旨意。
But he didn't know that he was going against God's will.
可是呢，他的确是违反神的旨意。
By saying that God will punish only those who sin against him.
因为他讲的是神这个遭害的人一定是神的处分。
But we know Job is a righteous person.
可是约伯却不是，他是义人。
Then let's go on chapter 5.
我们来看第五章。
In chapter 5, Eliphaz is also continue to talk to Job.
这里以利法继续说话。
So from verse 1, chapter 5, verse 1 to verse 7, Eliphaz warned Job, whoever is foolish will be in danger.
第一节到第七节，这里讲到， 这个犯罪的人呢，必定遭到危险。
Not only that he will be injured, but also his children also will be crushed.
甚至他的儿女也会被压害。
Let's read together verse 1 and verse 2.
看第一节第二节。
Chapter 5 verse 1.
第一节。
Call out now, is there anyone who will answer you? And to which of the holy ones will you turn? Verse 2.
第二节。
For wrath kills a foolish man, and envy slays a simple one. Verse 3.
第三节。
I have seen the foolish taken root, but suddenly I curse his dwelling place. Verse 4.
第四节。
His sons are far from safety, they are crushed in the gate, and there is no deliverer. Verse 5.
第五节。
Because the hungry eat up his harvest, taking it even from the thorns,And a snare snatches their substance, verse 6.
第六节。
For affliction does not come from the dust, nor does trouble spring from the ground, verse 7.
第七节。
Yet man is born to trouble as a spark fly upward. So you can see that during this time, Eliphaz truly thought he knew how to counsel Job.
以利法以为他懂得怎么安慰这个约伯。
He said that the wrath will kill a foolish person.
他说愤怒害死愚顽人。
And in verse 1, he said to Job, hey,Now call out now, right? Who can comfort you?
Which verse?
Which is chapter 5 verse 1.
第一节说你且呼求有谁答应你。
And which person that you can turn to?
你转向哪一位呢?
Because during the time, Eliphaz is the one that there to comfort him.
以利法是他的辅导者。
But you can see starting from verse 3, Eliphaz continued to chastise Job because of his experience.
可是他还是以他自己的经历来这个
Because in verse 3, it says, I have seen the foolish taken root.
第三节说，我见愚妄人扎下根。
But suddenly I curse his dwelling place.
但我忽然咒诅他的住处。
So the more that Eliphaz tried to comfort Job, the more that he used his experiences, that what he had seen in the past, to counsel him.
以利法一直以他亲身的经历跟他所看到的来设法帮助约伯。
So that's why his counsel to Job is not the right one.
他这样的辅导是错的。
Because Job's situation is very unique.
其实约伯他的这个例子是很独特的。
Because of this uniqueness, so Job's three friends, including Eliphaz, they diagnosed Job wrongly.
因为约伯所遭遇的是这么的独特，所以他的朋友所论断的都是错的。
Actually, for example, if a person come to see me for counseling,
如果一个人来见我，要我辅导他。
And this person have post-traumatic stress disorder.
他有这个。
They have trauma, some kind of trauma.
心理有创伤。
And all of a sudden when they come in, I diagnose them wrongly to tell them that they have major depression.
那我看错了，我说他有这个忧郁症。
I see, if I diagnose them wrongly, this means my whole intervention to work with them is also wrong.
如果我一开始下的诊断是错的话，那我其他的这医疗方法都是错的。
So for example, for those who experience trauma,The medication is very different than those who have major depression.
所以当心理受到创伤的人跟那个忧郁，他们所要用服用的药是很不一样的。
So this means in the beginning, Job's three friends diagnosed Job already the wrong way.
这个约伯的三个朋友一开始就给约伯下错了诊断。
So because they diagnosed Job the wrong way, and then every intervention that they talk to Job is also wrong.
因为他们所诊断错误，所以他们所给的这个方法都是错的。
That's why it's very important for us when we speak to our brothers and sisters.
所以我们跟弟兄姐妹沟通的时候很重要。
The first thing we should not do is to diagnose them, to give them, to judge them that you know something is wrong with them.
就是不要马上开始诊断，而且下结论说他们做错了什么事。
Actually, this was the biggest weakness that I had when I first came to Christ.
当我来信主的时候，我常常犯这样的错。
Because I work as a therapist over 10 years, so every time I see and talk to a person, I automatically, after 5 minutes, I diagnose them.
因为小弟以前在职业上常常做这样的工作，所以一看到有什么问题，我很直接的反应就是要给他们诊断。
So in my mind, I already know, oh, this person is not good at this, they're not good at that, they, you know, they this and that, whatever. So pretty much, I already have an overall picture of the person.But a lot of time, I'm not right.
所以常常我碰到一个人，我马上可以说这个分析他是怎么样的型，怎么样的人。但是常常发现自己是错的。
So now, for many many years, I'm still praying to God to give me that kind of wisdom not to judge people.
所以现在我还是求神继续帮助我，让我不会随便下判断。
Because diagnosing a person is almost like my second nature, because that's what I do for you know before.
因为以前在工作上常常这样做，所以变成好像 变自己的一部分。
But in Christ, everything is very different.
可是在主里面，一切都是新的。
In Christ, there's many things that happen to us that we cannot explain.
在主里面，很多遇到很多事情，不是用人的理解去解释。
That's why we want to counsel a person. We need to be filled with the Spirit of God.
所以，如果要做辅导的工作，一定要被神的灵
充满。So during that time, you can see from chapter 3 and on, whatever Alpha say to Job is not right.
从第三章开始。以利法所讲的话都是错的。
Because he already, you know, judged him wrongly. He already diagnosed him wrongly.
他对约伯所下的这个诊断是错的。
So during the time he warned Job, whoever is foolish will be destroyed.
他甚至对约伯警告说，这个愚妄人一定会被毁灭。
And then in chapter 5, verse 8 to verse 16, he directed Job to seek God and, you know, commit his trouble to him.
第五章第八节到十六节，他劝导约伯要转向神，求神，而且求神赦免。
Actually, because the time is up, we're going to stop here.
我们时间到了，所以我们在这里先暂停。
So next week we're going to continue to study the counsel of Eliphaz.
我们下次会继续查考以利法的训诲。
Actually, what I want to get across tonight is for us when we talk and comfort our brothers and sisters.
今晚小弟想要提到的重点就是，当我们跟弟兄姐妹谈话辅导他们的时候，
go to talk to one another with an open heart.
我们应该先打开自己的心。
Do not already come with a judgment toward them.
不要先下一个论断。
Because a lot of time truly we cannot see what they're going through.
因为我们常常并不了解他们所遭遇的。
We cannot understand how they feel.
我们并不能体会他们所经历的。
So that's why the best way for us to do counsel, to comfort a brother and sister is to be there and to listen to one another.
常常辅导最好的方法就是在那边陪他们。
After we listen to them and then we use the word of God to comfort them.
我们静静地听他们要讲的话，然后再用神的话来帮安慰他们。
Don't use our past experience and try to comfort them.
不要只是用自己亲身的经历来设法帮助他们。
Because most of the time, a past experience can be wrong, cannot fit to that person's problem or situation.
因为常常我们自己所经历的并不适合他们他们的需要。
So tonight we should learn from Eliphaz.
所以今晚我们希望能够从以利法学到这个教训。
Not to make a wrong judgment before you truly understand what Job is going through.
因为他并不了解约伯所遭遇的，却下了这样的判断。
I praise and thank God. Let's sing hymn 393.
我们来唱诗393首。
393.
393.